I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother,
episode 14, Delivery. Hi, I'm Andrea Hope, and this is my podcast, To Mother. And this is my podcast where I share recommendations and insights about parenting with purpose in the modern world. And I'm a Baha'i, so I share some quotes that inspire me from the Baha'i writings, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. So if you're new to the podcast or you've listened in to the last episode, I usually try to keep kind of short but informative format. So today we're going to be talking about delivery. We've done a couple episodes about the phases of motherhood and some episodes about holy days and things like that. So those are the kind of topics that we'll try to cover, anything that's significant to the Baha'i faith, to the world, or to the phases of motherhood. So today I've chosen a quote from the Universal House of Justice, actually, that talks a bit about the mother's role. The great importance attached to the mother's role derives from the fact that she is the first educator of the child. Her attitude, her prayers, even what she eats and her physical condition have a great influence on a child when it is still in the womb. When the child is born, it is she who has been endowed by God with the milk, which is the first food designed for it, and it is intended that, if possible, she should be with the baby to train and nurture it in the earliest days and months. So I found this quote to be very important because it talks about both spiritually and physically the mother being, you know, responsible and being of influence on the child. So, of course, that's during pregnancy, that's during breastfeeding, but it also definitely applies to delivery, what we're eating, what our prayers are, attitude during delivery. And today I kind of wanted to focus on the attitude aspect of it. I think definitely it's important that you have access to the kind of foods, nutrition you've been following beforehand, that maybe you'll have to bring that in yourself in the hospital, or you have a hospital that, you know, provides the kind of things that you would like, or maybe you're having a home birth, which I would have loved to have, but I wasn't able to. So definitely nutrition is important, and your physical condition. You know, for me, that was a lot of moving around the room and trying to understand what my pain tolerance was. And I've had two babies now. One was by C-section and one was by natural birth. And I'm really grateful that I had both of those experiences. But of course, the very first time, you're not sure what pain is pain. You know, the second time, you're a little bit more confident. For me, I didn't progress that much the first time. So the second time, even I wasn't sure what my tolerance of pain was going to be or how long I could take it and all that kind of stuff. But the most important thing that I focused on similarly in life is my attitude. And so my living the life tip for this is simple, two words, speak up. Simple but difficult to do. So of course you can have a hospital plan, and I would encourage you with your family or your partner, whoever's going to be in the hospital with you, have a plan written out that you've discussed about what you want and what your options might be. But when the time comes, it can also just feel like a lot of pressure. And if you feel that people aren't supporting you, then it's going to be on you to speak up. And I know not everyone is comfortable with that. I'm generally very comfortable with speaking up, but not in situations where I know that I don't know as much as the professionals. It's kind of a hard balance because you want to trust the professionals, but also you know your body. So I'll just give you an example with me. When I had my first child, Azalea, I had a C-section. And one of the things that I noticed was that when I was squatting, when I would go to the bathroom or I'd be walking around, then I would feel a lot of pain and I would feel like I was progressing. But then whenever I told them that, they would tell me to lay down so that they could check the baby's heart rate and they could check me out, and my contractions would just stop. And so I never progressed more than 7, and you're supposed to go to 10. So eventually we agreed that we would have a C-section. I waited a few more hours and they were checking and things like that. But one of the things that just felt in my body was that laying down wasn't helpful for my progress. And I think I did mention it, like, oh, I feel more like something happens when I move around. But I wasn't speaking up about it very strongly. And I didn't feel like I was really heard about that. Now, in the end, it might not have helped anyway, because how their hospital worked, they needed me to be hooked up in order to check these things on my belly and with my arm and everything like that. So it might not have helped anyway, but I think I would have felt a lot better if I was at least able to speak up more and give my opinion, or just like be very clear that this isn't an option for me to move around, or is it an option? I haven't been in the hospital very much growing up. My mom really kept us out of the hospital. We usually try to just kind of use natural healing techniques or just rest. So I don't have a lot of experience with hospitals. I've never broken a bone or anything like that, which is wonderful, but it's also kind of difficult that this was one of my first experiences being in the hospital for a couple of days. And so yeah, I did notice that people would come in and they'd want to prick me or give me pills or do something. And I would always be like, what is this for? People kind of had this expectation that I was going to take whatever they were bringing. And I really didn't like that. So I did speak up on that side. I already had some tubes in me for the oxytocin. And then I remember they wanted to hook up some fluid to me. And I asked them, can I just drink water? Like, if I don't have enough fluid, can I just drink water? And they were like, no, the amount of water you would need to drink in order for it to be effective, it wouldn't work. And so that was good for me to know. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. But then there was another situation where they were bringing me pills, and the pills were for my recovery after the C-section. And there were some times where I really didn't feel like the pills were helping, or I felt like I could manage it enough by myself, and then maybe I would take the pills later when I really felt that I needed to. And they were surprised about that. But that was something where I asked them, what is this for? And they said, oh, it's for your pain. And then I could say, oh, actually, I'm okay right now. So there were some ways that I spoke up. But the main one, I wish that I would have just asked a little bit more about the options of moving around and things like that. So my second time, I should note that I was in a different hospital. So this is the hospital that I wanted to be in for my first birth, because it's a much more natural and old-fashioned hospital. But because we moved to Poland so late, we moved when I was 7 months, it was kind of too late to arrange it all. And the other hospital was more open to taking us. And with the doctor that I was using and everything, it just worked out better at that one. But the second hospital that we used for my son's birth, it was exactly what I was looking for in terms of them really encouraging me as much as possible to have a natural birth. Because the same thing happened in both my births. I started having contractions. I didn't have it the common way where you have them far apart and then they start getting closer together and more intense. Mine come close together, not intense, but they would come close together. And then all of a sudden they would kind of drop off, or they would be really, really far apart. Still painful, or like increasing in pain, but it wasn't how I imagined it be from like the classes. And so the same thing happened. I came in and then I progressed to a certain point and I stopped, and I thought, okay, I don't think I can have a natural birth. And so I rather just schedule and go ahead have the C-section, because I don't want to be here all day again for like 10 hours and then end up having to have one anyway. And they were telling me, you know, no, every woman says that at this phase, that she doesn't think that she can do it, because it had been a couple hours and I hadn't progressed from 2 at all. And they said, okay, let's give it another hour and a half and we'll check on again and we'll see. And then they came in after that time and they were like, oh my gosh, it's so great. Now you're at 3. And I was like, 3? Because I was in pain during that whole time and I was really sleepy, and I could like barely sleep because I kept waking up to pain. And I was like, 3? Oh no, if it takes me an hour and a half to move up one digit, then I'm going to be here all day, you know? And they're like, oh no, it doesn't work like that. Once you get past 3.5 or so, then it goes quicker and stuff like that. So again, it didn't progress that quickly. She told me my contractions weren't strong enough to break my water. So they waited another hour and then they broke my water. And actually it did proceed very quickly after that. But in all those situations, she would come and check me and I would lay down. And then right after, she'd be like, okay, get up and walk around the room and do whatever you think you need to do to make your delivery progress, to squat and walk, or if I wanted to lay down, I could. they had a monitor on my belly that was wireless. So I could tell from the machine whether it was working or not, because like sometimes it would slide down when I was walking and I have to adjust it. But it was made for me to be able to walk around the room. So that was very different to the other hospital where they needed me to lay down in order to track that heart rate. So that made a big, big difference to me. And I think that was a major reason why I was able to have a natural birth. Now, like I said, again, it might be possible that with my daughter, it just wasn't gonna be safe to do a natural birth. But I just felt that this process felt a lot more natural to me and encouraging to my body. And it was difficult. I'm not gonna say that it wasn't hard. I mean, definitely the natural birth was much harder for me than the C-section. By the time I had the C-section, I was so tired. It didn't even hurt when they did the epidermal or anything. I was just like, okay, let's just do this. I want to see my baby, you know. So the process of having a natural birth was much more difficult and demanding physically for me. But then the recovery is night and day. Like the recovery after the natural birth was a couple of hours and then I could walk. Where the C-section, it was a couple of weeks. So that was the main big difference. So yeah, I just want to say to speak up. And then speaking of attitude, I actually am really grateful because I was able to contact a mom named Leah, and she is going to give a resource or some resources that helped her during delivery. So I'm going to play her recording now. Oh, and remember, if you have any tips for any phase of motherhood or anything that you think is related to the faith, feel free to email me. Even bonus, better for me, is if you make an audio recording of yourself and you send an email to info@andreahope.org, and then I'll play your resource or your tip or your quote that you think would be helpful for other moms. So here is Leah.
So there are three things that really helped me through the delivery of my two sons. The first was a book called Natural Hospital Birth by Cynthia Gabriel. And I should note that neither of my deliveries were without medication. I did intend them to be, but there were other plans in store. But this book was really amazing in helping me understand the process occurring in my body during labor, and also provided a lot of practical tips for me and my birthing partner, and just really important tips for doing the mental work to prepare for labor and and helping move the labor process along. So that last part was really key for me, is just preparing mentally for labor and not allowing myself to hold on to any type of fear that might hinder the progress of labor. The second thing that really helped me was a childbirth meditation. So leading up to delivery, I listened to a guided meditation called Meditations to Support a Healthy Pregnancy and Successful Childbirth by Bell Ruth Naparstek. And it really helped me feel grounded and at peace. I even had my husband memorize parts of it so he could remind me of my strength and faith and just trust in the process. And lastly, just accessories to create an environment of love and joy and gratitude in the delivery room. I did deliver in a hospital, and so I created a labor playlist. I had a picture of sunrise that was a focus point for me, and also brought a diffuser with essential oils diffusing throughout my labor. So those are my three tips. I guess two of them are resources that were really super helpful for me getting through and appreciating the labor process.
Thank you, Leah. It's so great to hear from other moms. I love being able to have other moms on here to talk about their experience. And my attitude was also really helped by kind of affirmations. I had a hypnobirthing track, and I think my quote was, "I am calm, collected, and completely in control." And that last one, I kind of felt like, I'm not completely in control. There's so many things that I can't control. But I was in control of how I handle the situation. We're always in control of how we react to what's going on. So that was mine. I'm calm, collected, and completely in control. And just listening to that over and over before I even delivered was helpful. The other thing that was helpful for me in terms of that, I made a spiritual playlist that was slow, and I made one that was fast-paced because I wasn't sure which one I was going to want when the day came. So I made the two different playlists, and I tried to be really conscious about what kind of lyrics were in the songs. And then on the day of, I had both. And maybe you can guess that I ended up doing the fast-paced one. Like I said, I wanted to walk around the room. I wanted to be physical. And so I ended up listening to those faster songs. And everyone's music tastes are different. One of the songs I had was Isn't She Lovely? So that was Azalea's song. And some of the other songs I had were Baha'i songs. And so for my resource to add on to what Leah said, I wanted to recommend the B'dash Project because they have three albums, While the City Sleeps, Raise Me Up, and Visionaries. And I found that they're so diverse because they're compilation albums that it's very, very likely that you're going to be able to find something on these albums that you like because there's folk music, there's hip hop, there's pop, there's all kinds of music, electronic. So you should be able to find something whether or not you're looking for a fast pace or slow music. And so, for instance, I had True Freedom on my slower playlist and As Ye Have Faith. And then on my faster playlist, I had, I believe it was Power. Yeah, it was a song by Kareem. You can move the world, you can move the world, you can move the world with action. Yeah, so among other songs, these are the songs I have. If you'd like to know some of the other songs that I had on my playlist, you can let me know and I can send you an email. But yeah, I know everyone has different music tastes, so I really wanted to recommend those three albums because there's such a range. And today I'm going to be ending with two short poems that I wrote about this time of birth, and I hope that you enjoy them. They're light poems, so I hope it brings you some calm if you're getting ready for delivery or if you're just thinking about your delivery. We're in a very challenging and uncertain time right now, so I hope that you'll enjoy these light poems. Birth weight. I watch my husband reach down, wrap arms and aspirations around our son. So cute, he beams. So small. 3.7 kg, 8.15 pounds. The weight of man's dreams never felt so good. Baby's first haiku. I'm new to this place. Dear mommy, where are your boobs? Boobs, 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 boobs.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator, that's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.